Well, firstly, we set about reinventing this police department in 2011 and creating new structures that are contemporary to the issues facing not just our county, but our country. And one of those things was to create the Bureau of Homeland Security. So a deputy chief is responsible for that bureau, and under that bureau rests responsibility for following up on a host of different kinds of threats, but certainly the kind of threat that we dealt with at National Harbor is one of those. That component includes detectives that are detailed to the FBI as part of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and we have those detectives working cases with FBI agents running down leads, not just in Prince George's County, but across the region. And they are integrated with the Bureau, so we're aware of any intelligence that comes to the region, frankly, comes to the country. And beyond that, we have a detective assigned to Interpol. So we have another way of looking at intelligence that comes in from around the world. Those are the principal means by which we remain aware of potential threats to the county. Beyond that, we've done an assessment of all of our infrastructure, so National Harbor, but certainly FedEx Field, University of Maryland. There's several federal facilities within Prince George's County, NASA Goddard Space Flight Center, the Census Bureau, the IRS. And both at the district level and at the Bureau of Patrol level, we look at those sites. We have relationships with the leadership there. And again, we look at physical infrastructure. We look at, for instance, coming back to National Harbor, the extensive surveillance and security measures they've put in place. And then we work in tandem with them to ensure that our presence, our ability to patrol, to respond to issues. But then behind that lies this Bureau of Homeland Security, which is following up on leads and ensuring that we're contemporary with any threats. This is our daily work. One of the questions I got was, what are we going to do different now that we are aware of this threat?
Give us a sense of how difficult plots like that at National Harbor are, involving an alleged lone wolf, how difficult they are to stop.
Well, and I think the acting special agent in charge of the Baltimore field officer, Jennifer Moore, yesterday said they pose the greatest threat to us, and I agree with her and my FBI on that point. Beyond that, however, we have a community that is engaged with us. We have the ability to access intelligence information that comes from all of the local police departments. People call in suspicious behavior, they call in concerns. We follow up on all of that. So it's very difficult if it's just the police department. But when you are working in collaboration with your community, when you're collaborating with law enforcement literally around the world, and again, I point back to our officers assigned to both the FBI and assigned to Interpol, then we have access to that information. And then we take every single threat that we get seriously, whether it's a threat in one of our schools, a threat to attack infrastructure, a threat to do anything at all. And that's what this group that I'm speaking about does on a daily basis. Is it impossible? No. Do we have the opportunity to miss? No. We have to be right every single time. But again, I'm very proud of the fact that we have a very engaged group of people. And I only point back to a couple of weeks ago when our patrol officers apprehended one of the FBI's 10 most wanted. We culturally are asking deeper questions. We're going beyond what's apparent. And both that and this National Harbor point to the culture in this department of being inquisitive and asking questions so that we understand fundamentally everything that's occurring, not just what is apparent.
Okay, how would you characterize the terrorism threat in Prince George's County specifically and the National Capital Region as a whole?
Well, I think we have to acknowledge that anybody who wants to create a lot of attention would look at Washington, D.C., because it's the seat of our nation. They would look at New York City. They would look at Los Angeles. They're going to look at big cities. What we acknowledge in Prince George's County is that we are proximate to Washington, D.C. We border the nation's capital. If something should happen at National Harbor, God forbid, the world is going to have that presented to them as an attack on our nation's capital. So we put ourselves in that headspace, And we have put all of those pieces that I've mentioned in place as a result of that.
So as a result of this case, what might you be doing differently in the future?
Well, no, and that's, again, if I can digress for a second, when I was very early in my career, I had a tremendous lesson from one of the doctors at the medical examiner's office. Her name was Ann Dixon, and I was doing work down there. And this is when HIV was not well understood and was spreading through our communities. And we would have patients come in who had passed away, and you would know in advance if they were afflicted with HIV. And one day, doctor was getting ready to do something, and I said to Dr. Dixon, you know, be careful, this one's positive. And she said, Hank, you don't know which ones are and which ones aren't. You have to be careful the same way with all of them. And that's honestly the conversation that underpins what we've been doing for the last several years around this issue. Again, you ask, is Prince George's County a viable terrorist target? I think any community in America can be. I think because we sit next to the nation's capital, we have to be more vigilant than some other communities do. But we have to be prepared, and we have to be doing good work daily, understanding proximity and understanding the nature of that threat. So it's what we've been doing consistently that led to the events of 2 weeks ago, and we're going to continue to do that work. But it's not something that you start, and it's not something you respond to. It's something that you're constantly cognizant of and you're constantly prepared for. And we always begin our conversations around these issues with, let's acknowledge that this can happen here. Let's not assume that it won't happen here. And then let's work to understand what the threat is, and then let's work to mitigate it.
That's Prince George's County Police Chief Hank Stowinski, J.J. Green, WTOP News.